You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
This is interesting. It says U.S. voters may prefer lower pitched male voices. No wonder I've never run for office successfully. My voice is just too feminine and too high. Apparently, they say voters prefer male political candidates with lower pitch voice because it's seen as a sign of dominance and leadership. Researchers manipulated archival recordings of U.S. presidents to create lower and higher pitch versions of each voice. So that would have been fun. That would have been way fun. The altered recordings were played to volunteers who rated the speaker's leadership potential. All right, so let's do this. I am not a crook. I am not a crook. Yeah, it does sound a little sexier, lower voice. There is nothing to fear but fear itself. I don't know. Oh, yeah. No more taxes. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. They've got it. I think they're right. I think they're right about that. Doesn't sound too sexy. All right. Got a lot to talk about on today's show. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Looks like Joe Paterno, according to his son, has lung cancer, but a treatable form. Looks like at SeaWorld, the doctor says, look, you know, I know you don't want to be around the killer whales, but killer whales need very close human contact. So we're going to talk about how much human contact is necessary for a human whale. I don't know. I'll pass. Okay, I'm not going to give any killer whale human contact. Shouldn't we give them an ocean instead of a tank? And then, of course, I know Breast Cancer Awareness Month is done and gone, but we still got to talk about the boobies, some booby stories. And we'll probably talk about how wonderful my show is. So let's open up the phone lines. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dr. Dahlia, how you doing? I listen to your show every morning. I enjoy it. Very funny, very entertaining. Thank you.
Thank you. Now you see, that is a great comment. Y'all learning from that? That's exactly what you do when you call the Dr. Dahlia Show. Of course, we do take medical questions. Well, thank you very much. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. You could also follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. You could email me at drdahlia.com. We're going to read some of your emails. And then, of course, just, I guess, listen to the show. It's always good to listen to the show. Got to give a big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. They play us live 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. And I got to tell you, we are going to rock and roll. Okay, so what's going on here with the, I guess in SeaWorld, one of their killer whales died. The SeaWorld, a SeaWorld veterinarian, ooh, that's got to be a cush job, testified on Friday that the company's hands-off policy with killer whales following a trainer's death in 2010 might have contributed to the death later of 25-year-old killer whale Kalina. Maybe she was mad that her name was Kalina. Kalina died at the SeaWorld Orlando Park in October 2010 after a sudden illness. Apparently, the trainers who previously had close contact with Kalina had often recognized when something was wrong with her. But now, well, remember, there was a young lady that died. She was pulled down by her ponytail. Remember that? That happened, I believe it was about a year and a half ago. So now there's this hands-off policy because they don't want anybody else. I mean, remember, that, you know, okay, these whales may look happy, and they may look like they're smiling, and they may look like they like people on their nose and jumping on them, and they may even look like that they like the little fish, but they aren't. They, you know, these animals are animals. They want to be out in the wild. They want to be, you know, I mean, if somebody like me was blowing that whistle, which they probably hate, and only giving them that little tiny sardine, they don't want sardines. I mean, they want big, juicy food. We were at, where were we at? Check your radios, guys. We were at, a zoo in Dallas. I believe it was, oh no, was it? We were at an aquarium. Good, that'll make sense. And we were looking at the shark tank. And they said, we're going to feed the sharks at 11:30. We're like, oh, we're going to feed the sharks at 11:30. So, you know, me and the kids, you know, we race down. You know, I knock them over because I want to see this. And I saw what they fed the sharks. Now, we're talking sharks. Sharks are infinitely smaller than these big whales, let alone killer whales. And you know what they fed these sharks? Big, huge, chunking pieces of fish. I mean, we are talking meaty, like T-bone size fish. And then they also gave them some shrimp. They give them, I mean, you know, they really fed them a buffet. I still don't know if the sharks were happy. And they also fed them not by going into the tank. You know, they didn't have good close contact either. So I'm going to have to agree. I really don't think humans and you know, killer whales should be that close. That's why they're called killer whales. And they know it. They know their name is killer whale. If not, their name would be, oh, we're people-loving whales. But they aren't called people-loving whales. They're called killer whales. So let's keep our people away from them. Now, personally, I really don't go to SeaWorld a lot. I thought SeaWorld used to be really, really cool until there were a lot of crowds. You know, I like to look at my fish, you know, without there being a bunch of people there. So I haven't really visited SeaWorld. It's too busy. So maybe what will happen is they'll stop doing these killer whale shows. There'll be less people that go, and then finally, I will visit. Okay? That's my commentary. I bet you didn't think I get really tough on the issues. I do get tough on the issues. I do get tough. And, you know, I do have a low enough voice. I could run for office. I could. Again, I don't know what I would stand for. I'd probably stand for, you know what? I'd have Viggo Mortensen as my chief of staff. Okay, let's go on. All right. Oh, you know, we're going to be coming up on break. Damn. Darn. Okay, here we go. Chimps. Apparently, chimps in the labs may be dwindling. We're going to have to talk about this. Apparently, chimpanzees, many are going to be on the endangered species list. So if scientists can't use chimpanzees to do their experiments and the research, then we're not going to be able to make all these advancements in research. What type of advancements? Oh, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, they've, you know, studied orgasms. They've studied, there's a lot of cool research we're going to talk about today. Not on chimpanzees. Maybe it's not that they're endangered. It's just groups really don't want people testing chimpanzees and orgasms. I don't know. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, we'll make heads or tails on this. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Here, well, actually, not too sexy. You know, when the scientists get a hold of it, it's kind of dry, but they say brain activity during orgasm has been studied. Rather, they find a cure for cancer, but we'll go with it. U.S. researchers say they have recorded what goes on in the brain during one of the most human and personal private experiences, the orgasm. Psychologists at Rutgers University captured the crescendo of brain activity in a series of functional MRI snapshots taken of a female volunteer in a 7-minute period. Oh, wow. It lasted 7 minutes? I'll have what she's having. We're looking at the sequence of brain regions that get recruited at increasing intensity leading up to orgasm. Oh, maybe it took 7 minutes. This is psychology professor Barry Komisarek. It's such a compelling behavioral and sensory phenomenon, he says, with so many implications and so little understanding. Again, I'd rather we understand cancer, but fine. All right, now, who was the volunteer? Her name is Nan Wise. She's a 54-year-old sex therapist turned Rutgers doctoral candidate. Well, now she got that job. She said she reached, oh boy, a self-stimulated orgasm, and almost every area of her brain was activated. fish volunteered. When I first started grad school in the 1980s, we didn't have these methods. Well, of course not. You'd probably get arrested if you tried to self-stimulate in the middle of an MRI. Then she says, now we can study how the brain is recruiting these regions to create a big bang of orgasm. Secondary, she says, to an epileptic seizure, there is no bigger brain networking event. It's a fantastic opportunity to examine the connectivity of the brain. No, it's a fantastic opportunity to you to be self-stimulating yourself in front of people. Come on. You don't have anything better to do. I mean, imagine. You know, if I went through all those years of schooling and I became a doctorate, I don't think I'd be sitting there studying self-stimulation, okay? People study self-stimulation back in high school. When you get a doctorate, I can't. She says, theoretically, it's going to be helpful to know how things work. I think the caveat is understanding that sexuality is very complex. Look, if you want to make your whole doctorate thesis on self-stimulation, go ahead. But I'm going to tell you, I think we got enough research. I think every teenager knows how to do it, and we don't. All right, thank you. Boy, I tell you, I hope they didn't pay her. Well, volunteer. Okay, now what's going on here? Okay, you're going to probably notice men are growing a lot more mustaches. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Yes, I do have a little mustache. You weren't supposed to know about it. You're not supposed to see it. This is radio. You're not supposed to see it. Okay, so apparently, this is in honor of Movember. Did you guys know that it's Movember instead of November? This is a charity event where men grow mustaches to raise prostate cancer awareness during the month of November. Oh, so we're going to have a bunch of Tom Selleck's, right? You know who I think needs to shave? Those guys on Gold Rush. I love the show Gold Rush. But I got to tell you, those things are bushy. I mean, we are talking bushy. All right. Anyway, Movember began in Melbourne, Australia in 1999, but it wasn't until 2004 that the charity began to promote awareness, they say, about prostate cancer and other cancers that would affect men worldwide. Men will shave their facial hair at the beginning of the month of November and won't cut their mustaches till the month is over. Well, that's sexy. Do you guys think mustaches are sexy? See, here's the thing. Tom Selleck made the mustache sexy. Those guys on Gold Rush, too much hair for me. Now, let's go back to Viggo Mortensen for a second here, okay? Viggo Mortensen had some scruff in Lord of the Rings, very sexy. In Eastern Promises, clean-shaven, extremely sexy. Then there was this one movie I didn't see where he was really hairy, and maybe I'm not big into facial hair. Look, I got enough facial hair myself. I don't need any more. My husband, yeah, he has a goatee. He does have facial hair. He does. And I have a problem with it. He's sexy, though, because he's my husband. You know, he's burly. Husband's sexy, but he gets a lot of food on that mustache. So I know exactly, like I'm trying to find where the last ding-dong went. I see it on his mustache. So I don't have him shave it because then, you know, he's guilty. And I can, you know, catch him. All right, so right there, raising money, prostate cancer, okay, leave your mustache. That's all I'm going to talk about that. Mo mustache. All right. I've been kind of following this with Natalie Wood. We talked about this yesterday where they're reopening the case. Apparently, the captain. Now, this wasn't a large ship. This was a yacht called the Splendor. Well, the captain, Dennis Davern, who apparently was there and the captain of the yacht when the fateful night happened back in 1981, around this time of year, where Natalie Wood drowned. He's saying that he thinks Robert Wagner was responsible. Now, Christopher Walken, who was there that night, he already has an attorney. Everyone's like, why the hell is this all coming up now, 30 years later? Well, from what I understand, is Davern, the captain of the yacht, actually, I guess, has a book out. He's had a book out. Now, he says he's not doing this for money. He says that there are issues that he wants to bring up, and, you know, he wants to get the truth out. We're like 30 years later. So what he's claiming is there was a fight. We talked about this yesterday where Christopher Walken and Robert Wagner got drunk or were drinking too much. They had a fight. Natalie Wood was like, I'm getting out of here. Robert Wagner said the last time he saw Natalie Wood was in the bathroom fixing her hair. Yet what the captain is saying is that, you know, he thinks that Robert Wagner had something to do with it because when she had disappeared, he's claiming Robert Wagner didn't want to shine the light. He didn't want to notify the police. He wanted him to wait. Now, she was found wearing a flannel nightgown, socks, a red down jacket, and he had identified her body for authorities, the ship captain. Her body had some superficial bruises, but the police found those were consistent with the drowning. Apparently, she had a bruise on her face. They don't know if that was because when she was trying to get on the dinghy, she had fallen into the water, striking her face. I don't know much about drownings and bruises on the face. I know you can have blood vessels that pop. I don't want to go too much into detail. It's pretty graphic. But, you know, what do I think? I don't know. I mean, this was 30 years ago. I don't really know much about Robert Wagner. I never really saw Heart to Heart too much. I remember Max. I remember there was a dog on the show. I remember the Stephanie, I don't know what her name is, but Mrs. Hart had good hair. And then I remember watching Robert Wagner in the Austin Powers movies. So I don't know much about him. I didn't know, you know, if he drank. I don't know if he did drugs. I don't know. What I do know is this is a little odd that 30 years later, this is coming out. But I also thought that her disappearance was odd. And what had happened that night just seemed a little odd. You know, people falling off a boat. People, you know, I don't know. But, you know, it's one thing I want to bring up with this is drowning injuries are very quiet. I can't tell you how many times I've been in a public pool with kids, my kids, other kids, and, you know, things are just going, you think, fine. And then all of a sudden you see a little kid, and, you know, he could be splashing around, and you look closer, and the kid's drowning. And I go and pick him up. Happened to one of my cousins. One of my cousins was just sitting there. And you didn't hear a sound. And then you look at him, you're like, oh, my gosh, he's underwater. And so drownings are very quiet injuries, and that's why it's so scary. You know, it's not like an accident where you hear screeching and you hear brakes. It's not like a gunshot wound where you hear a gunshot. You know, drownings are so quiet. And that's why these happen so frequently. They happen with kids, and people are like, oh, my gosh, I had no idea. It's just so quiet. And you almost have to, when you're a mom with a child, always be on the lookout. Be ready for it. I mean, you know, my kids always think I'm paranoid because, you know, when they go swimming, you know, I'm out there, I'm watching, I'm making sure they don't slip because that's my biggest fear. They run, they slip, they hit their head, they roll into the pool. You don't hear anything because, again, everything's quiet. So that's one of my fears. My kids already think I'm a spaz, but that's because I'm a doctor and I've seen it all and, you know, seen enough drowning victims in the ER. I'm freaked out. But, you know, when you approach it with kids, you need to just, you know, expect that something unexpected is going to happen. So in this particular case, you know, everybody go, well, I don't know. Where did she go? I don't know. That's no surprise. You know, and her falling in, hitting her head and falling in, yes, that could happen. But I think there's too many people and too many witnesses for it to have been a murder. I mean, that boat wasn't that big. I mean, he would have had to do something to her and then drag her out and then throw her over the boat. So I doubt it was murder. I don't know. I just think it's an odd case. Very sad case, though. Very sad, odd case. Okay. We're coming up on break. I know. Don't cry. We'll be back in a few minutes. I got to pee. We'll be back. Don't go away on the Dr. Donnie Show. I'm sorry. All right. I have to go to number two. I'm going to talk about number two. I got to go. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Right, I remember.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand-cranked headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, your emails at drdahlia.com, your tweets at Dr. Dahlia, follow my Facebook page on Facebook, do whatever the heck you like. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, very, very interesting. We've been talking about knee surgery and people needing pain medicines. And one issue I've noticed with a lot of my patients is by the time they go in to have their knee replacement or even just their knee surgery, but usually by their knee, you know, their knee replacement, they have been on their medicines and their painkillers for a long time. Okay. We don't, you know, go from, oh, I sprained my knee, now I go to the orthopedist and I get a knee replacement. Usually it doesn't happen that way. You have knee issues for years and years. So many patients that eventually need replacement have been on narcotics, have been on codeine, oxycodone, hydrocodone, morphine for many, many months or many, many years. So one thing they've noticed today is researchers have noticed that your painkiller dependence may actually slow recovery of your knee replacement. And I'm like, well, duh, this has been such a significant issue, and I hope they spend more time researching this. We don't need orgasm research like the doctor did, you know, that we talked about in the previous hour. This is something that's, you know, pretty serious, because I have a patient right now, she had her knee replacement, and she needs her pain medicine, and the orthopedist doesn't want to give it to her. He's like, you got to go see pain management. She's like, I'm not an addict. It's just, you know, I'm going through the therapy. The therapy is pretty rigorous. I don't know if any of you have had knee replacement or hip replacement or shoulder replacement, but that therapy, if you have a good therapist, they really put you through the ringer. I mean, they are rough, and you need it rough like that. Because if not, if you don't want to bend the knee, if you don't want to work that joint, whether it's your shoulder, knee, hip, then it's going to fibrose. It's going to kind of get stuck. It's going to freeze a little bit. And you don't want that, because you want full range of motion. So, I mean, those physical therapists, they put their whole body, whole weight. God bless them. Physical therapists are amazing. You know, you could have a good orthopedic surgeon, but if you don't have a good therapist post-surgery, it diminishes much of your success. So God bless any of you guys who are physical therapists. Keep doing what you're doing. However, my patients, they're in pain. They are in pain. So, you know, here I am, the family doc. I don't like to write a lot of pain medicines. You know, I like to let the specialists do it. Especially here in Nevada, they're pretty strict with, you know, pain medication writing and, you know, you having a good reason. And since I don't do pain management, I give people pain medicine when they need it, but I usually let the specialists handle it. And patients are coming in saying, my orthopedist won't do it. He's saying I need to go to a pain specialist. And I can understand that, because we're all, you know, under the same rules, you know, with the state board, but maybe we need to be a little bit more proactive, and prior to your going into knee surgery, start to desensitize you to the pain medicine dose that you're on. I mean, I got to tell you, so many patients I've seen that go into the surgery, they're taking 6, 7, 8 Lortab a day. Well, if you're taking 6, 7, 8 Lortab a day before you even start, what are you going to need after the surgery? That's a painful surgery. So researchers compared results of 49 knee replacements in opioid-dependent patients against recovery rates, and they found that patients who were opioid-dependent before surgery tended to have longer hospital stays, more unexplained pain or stiffness, a higher rate of complications, and were more likely to require additional surgery. It's true. Now, this is going to be published in the Journal of Bone and Joint. Good pictures in that one. I like that one. There's some good pictures. So this is a tough one, because I know a lot of you are in pain, and many of you go to surgery as a last resort, and you're going to the surgery as a last resort because you've been trying conservatively to deal with it this whole time. And again, power to you for trying to do that, but what my recommendation is, and it has been for years with my patients, is to come up with a plan prior to your having the surgery. Because if you're going into this surgery on 8 Lortab a day, you're going to be coming out needing a heck of a lot more than that. And most doctors don't want to give that. And a lot of times it doesn't seem to work. You know, one thing with medicine, and we've talked about this on the show many times, for those of you that actually listen to my show and not just wait for the bumper music. I know the bumper music is cool, but now I forgot. See, look, I'm having another brain fart. That's why I can't run for office. But one thing I talk about on the show a lot is, you know, let's say you start out with one medication at one dose, like 10 milligrams. Let's say it's with the cholesterol medicine or it's with the blood pressure medicine. You see a big, huge change going from nothing to a 10-milligram pill, depending on the type of pill. Then the doctor later notices, well, we have to double it. Well, going from 10 to 20 with the cholesterol medicine or with the blood pressure medicine, or let's say with a type of pain medicine, I'm not sure what comes in 10 or 20 per se, but let's say you double it, you don't get double the effect. All right? The curve isn't linear. It curves. Linear is a line. So maybe you get a little improvement, but not double. Then let's say you take a blood pressure medicine or you take an antidepressant medication and you go from 20 to 40. you're just getting a little bit more of an advancement. You're not getting a 50% advance. You're not getting that. You're not, or I should say, if it's 20 to 40, 100%, you're not getting that much of an improvement. So what happens is these medicines, that's how people also seem to get addicted and dependent on these pain medications. You take one, you're like, woo. You take two, you're like, okay. Yeah, and then you go to three, and it's like, well, you know, gave me a little bit more, but you're stuck. You're in pain, and you'll take that little more relief. You don't care if it's not that much of a jump, because that's all you can do. You know, when I was in labor for 5 days with my first, about 4.5 days with my second. And I had a lot of issues. I had oligohydramnios, not enough fluid. The kids weren't gaining weight. I didn't have hemorrhoid issues then, surprisingly well. That came after. But I, you know, it was tough. And so, you know, when I was in labor, I was the only one, I was like sent home, while I was still in labor because the contractions were far apart, but they got the fluid up, et cetera. But that day, after 4 or 5 days, I mean, I was in pain, but I still wasn't ready for the epidural. So when I was readmitted, they gave me some Demerol. It was Demerol. And I got to tell you, that first dose of Demerol, I mean, it made your nose tingle. I was funnier than I, you know, am. For those of you who don't think I'm funny, imagine me funny. It was funny. And I remember feeling extremely euphoric, going, I cannot believe I went for 5 days in labor without taking anything. Now, of course, the baby's heart rate drops a little bit whenever you take Demerol. These narcotics slow down the heart rate, slow down the respiration, so we don't like to do too much. But I got to tell you, I was in so much pain, I was really, really happy to receive that injection. And then it starts kind of wearing off a little bit, so I ask for another one. And they, you know, at first go, okay, well, we have to wait. And I'm like, okay. And then, you know, I'm contracting again. I'm miserable. Then when they give me the second shot, it was nothing like the first. I hardly even noticed it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Now, maybe it's because the opioid receptors were already taken up. You know, you have these little receptors in the brain, kind of like keyholes, and the medicine kind of fills up the keyholes. So maybe because the receptors were already filled up, whatever few receptors that weren't filled, right, or lock and keyed, those maybe, you know, became covered, but I didn't get the effect as that first shot. And I said, well, don't give me any more, because if I'm not going to feel that much pain relief, I don't want you loading me up because it's going to hurt the baby. So I didn't ask for any more. But this is why people start to get addicted, because they really love that first euphoria. Now, Demerol also makes you vomit, so you start throwing up. Then when you throw up, you pee on yourself, you poop on yourself, and it's not very pretty. Then eventually, like, you know what, can we just give her an epidural so we don't have to clean up the bed anymore? Then they gave me the epidural. Eventually, I gave birth. The baby came out. Now he gives me lip, and he yells at me, and he wants his iPads and iPhones and all that, and he can't wait to move out of the house and leave his mama. But that's just the way kids are, and you know, we got to take it. But the point I'm trying to make is you know, these narcotics are extremely addictive, and don't fall victim to them. And if you think you are a victim, that's okay. You got to talk to your doctor about it, because if you are going to need the big surgery, and many of us are, we're going to be talking about after the break, how more and more of us are over 90, or, you know, hitting our 90s, of course we're going to outgrow our joints. So, all right, we're coming up on break. When we come back, don't go away. This is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You can email us at drdahlia.com. Don't forget to tell your local radio stations to add the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, they're trying to figure out why people with psoriasis are at higher risk of heart disease. We've talked about this, where people with kind of inflammatory conditions, kind of like psoriasis, may be more at risk for heart attack and stroke and cardiovascular disease. I don't know if any of you listening to have psoriasis is where you get those plaques, those dry plaques of skin. You could get them on the scalp. You get them along the waist. You could get them along the knees. And, you know, at first it kind of looks like eczema. And then you add a little bit of steroid and you, you know, kind of hope it goes away. And then it doesn't go away. And then you try to loofah it and that doesn't go away. And then you start getting these huge plaques. Well, they think what may be going on is psoriasis may be causing your HDL, your good cholesterol, to weaken. Now, we've talked about the bad cholesterol and good cholesterol. Good cholesterol, like HDL, is kind of like the garbage truck of cholesterol. It dumps out the bad cholesterol, HDL, so you want a lot of it. The higher the HDL, the more protective. And they found that people with psoriasis a lot of times have lower HDL. Now, what I'm noticing is people with kind of inflammatory type issues or autoimmune issues seem to have low HDL. There is a patient I'm thinking of right now. He ended up having thyroid cancer. And, you know, he had his thyroid taken out, did well, but we just can't get his good cholesterol up. He's a healthy guy. He's slim. He eats right. What's going on with his HDL? So there may be a link with inflammatory conditions, maybe even lupus, maybe even rheumatoid arthritis. I don't know. So we're going to kind of watch that. That's kind of interesting. If any of you have psoriasis, call in and let me know what your cholesterol is, your HDL. Or if any of you have rheumatism or lupus, it would be interesting. I mean, we know people with gout seem to have one of those triads of high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and gout. And, of course, those people are more inclined to heart disease and stroke. So I'll keep you guys posted as we go. More news today reminding Hispanics with diabetes to get yearly foot care. Personally, I think everybody needs to get yearly foot care, but right now Hispanics are the focus of a campaign to promote foot care among people with diabetes from the American Podiatric Medical Association, or Podiatric. Hispanics, they say, are 66% more likely than whites to be diagnosed with diabetes, which, of course, can result to foot ulcers, lower limb amputations. We've talked about this. You need to check your feet every single day. If you can't look down there and check your feet, then you need to have a loved one check your feet. Okay, you know how I have your loved ones do mole patrol on your back? You know, look at your back. If you see a mole, you know, do mole patrol, measure them, or tell your doctor, et cetera. Same thing, you need to check your feet. Diabetes hits you hard. And also, you know, many of us doctors, you know, aren't bilingual. Now, I do. I speak Spanish, and I'm blessed that I could speak Spanish. I learned it in school. I took about 5 years in school, and then when I went to school in L.A., and I worked at UCLA, I spoke Spanish all day long, so I feel very fortunate. But it's very unfortunate for a lot of Hispanics that don't speak the language, because they seem to get more of the complications than those that speak English, which is why I always urge, if any of you are in this country, whether you're, you know, Danish or German or Polish, etc., bring an interpreter, because it doesn't make sense you seeing a doctor that you don't understand. I did my ophthalmic rotation at Jules Stein at UCLA. Jules Stein, phenomenal ophthalmic center. And some of the residents were making fun of some of the patients, and they were joking and being kind of cruel, saying, you know what, these people, they just eat their tamales, they just eat their burritos, their tortillas, and they wonder why they go blind. You know, they don't take care of themselves, and now we have to clean it up. You know, and I'm like, well, gosh, that's pretty crass. So I went over to one of the ladies who actually was blind in one eye, and I asked her in Spanish, you know, when was she diagnosed with diabetes? And she told me, and I said, what did they say to you when you were diagnosed with diabetes? She said, no dulces, no dulces. Well, dulces is sweets. Okay. Nobody talked to her about pan, which is bread. Nobody talked to her about arroz, which is rice, or pasta. And, you know, nobody sat down and talked to her like we talk to people who can understand our language. I mean, I'm hoping doctors are going through that. It's not just all about the sugar. You know, diabetes is a lot more. So she was a diabetic who had no idea that eating tortillas and rice were worsening her condition. Of course, her sugar goes up and she goes blind. So it's an education issue. And so they're trying to accent the fact that, you know, Hispanics may not be getting the education they need if they don't understand our language. And I recommend to anybody who doesn't understand your language, and hopefully you understand me. You may not, because I'm speaking English right now, but it's muy importante. Traigo una persona que habla su lengua y la lengua de la doctora. You're going to have to bring somebody that can translate to you. You know, when we were in medical school, many of us were really, really frustrated because our senior officers didn't care if we didn't know the language. They said, then you go to AT&T and you get the AT&T operator to do the translation line and translate, whether they're from Singapore, whether they're from Taiwan, whether they're from Poland. And of course, that was very difficult because you're trying to manage 20 patients and, you know, you have to sit there and, you know, wait for an interpreter and talk. But I mean, we had to, you know, whatever people in the ER that couldn't speak to us, we had to do it. And, you know, I wish everybody in America spoke English, but they don't. And for those of us in the medical field, we need to work with it. But if any of you do have a member of the family that's a diabetic that doesn't speak English, please convey that to them that they got to get their feet checked, okay? And for those of you that do speak English, check your feet. Check your feet. And if you don't want to check your feet, have the doctor check your feet. Podiatrists. I love podiatrists. Okay? If you can't handle your nails because they're thick and they're full of fungus, you guys know how to tell fungal, right? They're kind of yellowish. They get very brittle. They grow funny. You could treat fungal infections. In fact, I really urge you to get the fungal infection treated on your feet. Gosh, that's a lot of F's. Man. Gotta be careful with F. You spit when you say F, and my microscope's already, or my microphone's already soaked. So make sure you get help. Just because it's fungus, you know, it doesn't mean you blow it off. A lot of times, it's very, very easy to treat. Okay. Let me see what else happened in news today. Demi Moore bisexual. Really? They're now saying Demi Moore is bisexual. Really? They're saying she and Ashton Kutcher had an open relationship. Oh, that's crazy. I don't like that. I don't think married people should be swingers. All right. That always kind of makes me, I don't know. All right. Well, that's what they're saying. They're saying that's why they broke up. I don't want to comment on that. This is interesting. They say people may lie more often in emails and on instant messages than when they talk face to face. Oh, my gosh. All right. Research has found that people, if they converse to each other, are less likely to lie than if they converse by email or instant message. They average 1.5 lies per 15-minute period. The lies were minor, often matters of omission, but they lied nonetheless. Have I ever lied on an email or a text? No. I mean... Well, no, you know what? Yes, I have. Yes, I have. My mom will be like, where are you? Where are you? And I'll email, I'm, you know, on my way. And I'm like, duh, you know, and then I quickly leave the house and go. So you're right. You're right. It is easier to lie. Absolutely. I got to tell you, I think the whole idea of smartphones is really changing our society. And I don't think for the better. I really don't. We're very impatient. We're very ADD. You know, you could do half a dozen things. Even the commercials teach you, you could do half a dozen things on your phone. Why don't we just slow it down? Let's concentrate on what we're doing. You know, while you're texting your husband, do you really have to be making dinner reservations and finding the movie and playing Angry Birds? Why can't you do one task at a time? And it is. It's very cold now. We're texting each other. I mean, I try to add exclamation points, and I try to add smiley faces. And, you know, I mean, I try to put some emotion into these texts, but it's very difficult. It's very difficult to make pictures out of these. But we are. We're becoming a very cold society. Maybe people want that. Yeah. Anyway. All right, guys. If this is your stop, you have a great rest of the way. If not, another hour coming up at the Dr. Dolly Show. Call in 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in a liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.